This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm now joined by Max, Mr. Max from Hot Sauce Club. How are we doing, breather?
Kia ora, breather.
I'm great, mate.
Nice.
I'm frothing.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Lovely to be here.
Frothing the hiss.
Frothing the hiss. It's been a big week in the hissing, mate. I'm frothing.
you do have a huge week, which we'll get to in a second. We're here to talk about the new single that you've put out called Waiting on Change. How much change are you waiting on? It's like 350?
Yeah, it's been a lot of change, actually. No,
how do I answer that?
I don't know. Yeah, Waiting on Change. It's kind of, I don't know, that song kind of just encapsulates the last 3 or 4 years of my life,
mm-hmm.
Living in Otipoti,
mm-hmm.
And also my peers' lives. You know, I feel like our lives kind of fuse together in some way.
So with just, the band?
Yeah, or the band, just, flatmates,
yeah.
Mates in general, you know, we're all going through similar experiences, and
mm-hmm.
so I feel like it was just kind of reflecting on those times,
mm-hmm.
And now that, you know, that most of that time was spent through university, and university can be quite tumultuous.
Oh, it can be horrible, yeah.
It can be horrible, or it can be, you know, the best thing ever, so there's mm-hmm. a lot of fluctuation, a lot of change in there, so, yeah.
Aside from, like, Hot Sauce Club, did you have any, many side quests during your time at uni?
Yeah, I had a few, which I guess I never properly expanded on until leaving university, or just at the end of my university.
Mm.
But, yeah, I tried my hand at promoting and running tours and managing artists and stuff like that.
Being in, like, an A&R or something, is that...?
Yeah, it was kind of like... So, like, I've got a side quest now, just a record label, and it's kind of... All of that has just been sort of placed into that now, so it's just... Uh-huh. I don't know, marketing and artist management, tour booking, promotion. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, man.
Stuff. Yeah,
that's awesome. Fun. I think side quests are a massive part of uni. I mean, like, Radio 1 was my side quest.
Yeah,
and that was my
sick
job.
So, what a sick side quest!
It's a fun side quest, man. It's a real fun.
I actually did come and Dave Borry taught me the ropes for a couple sessions, and then I kind of
Radio 1.
Yeah, and I couldn't really pick it up.
Yeah,
but yeah, good on you.
Cheers, man. Thank you very much. Dave Borry. Shout out Dave Borry.
Shout out Dave Borry. The
man.
Goat.
It's funny, I think I interviewed your band a couple of years ago when I was guest hosting breakfast with Miria. Did you come in for that one? Might have been someone else.
Yeah, maybe Rory.
Might have been a different member. Yeah, might have been Rory.
It was a big, like, burly Irish looking bloke.
That sounds about right.
The most angelic voice you've ever heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was
curly hair.
Yeah. It was orange. Oh, super orange.
Yes, no. Yeah. No, that's correct. See, yeah. I know, I had like a Mandela effect type memory where I was like, the whole band come in, but no, the whole band did not come in. I heard an old wives' tale that the band name came about from you all bringing hot sauce in the dining hall at your first hall. Is that correct?
That's correct. We were in Cumberland in 2020. Back in the day. And
2020.
Yeah, and
worst year of my life.
And I think it was post COVID, so we'd all gone home. We'd been in the hall long enough to, you know, have a good stab at the college food
mm-hmm.
that they'd offer us for dinner and lunch, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
We thought it was the bee's knees when we were first there, and then we went home and we realized like how well you eat at home.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And then we came back and we're like, wow.
And what hall were you at?
Cumberland.
Oh, right. Okay.
And this isn't to knock any of the hospitality workers at the halls, because they're amazing.
Yeah.
But we started to notice that the food was a bit bland. So we all started bringing hot sauces, variations of hot sauce. Like mine was a barbecue sauce because I actually can't eat hot sauce at all. which is kind of weird that I'm the lead singer of Hot Sauce Club. But anyway, I brought a barbecue sauce to the table. Some people used to bring, like, the spiciest ones you could find at the Asian supermarkets
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
That's mean.
And, yeah, and we just had about 30 people all at the table just lathering on hot sauce.
Uh-huh. Would you ever consider, like, doing a gig where you all, like, I don't know, after each song you, like, drink some hot sauce and then have to play again? Have you ever considered that?
No,
I think that'd be excellent to watch. That would make a great gig.
Yeah, probably funny. I wouldn't be able to sing for that next gig, but, yeah.
If you mix it in with some honey, I'm sure that would
be good. We actually, I think we ran a gig at U-Bar once, and they offered like a hot sauce shot or something. Just
that's
like
incredible.
An album, EP teaser or something, I don't know, but that was pretty fun.
Are you still like pretty, sticking to like more mild sauces and still not into hot sauces?
Yeah, no, still on the barbecue sauce,
Fair enough.
I can't eat wasabi sort of thing either.
Real?
Yeah.
True. What about like sriracha?
Sriracha. Sometimes.
Sorry, yeah. Mayo.
What about yourself?
I dabble every now and then, but not really. Yeah. Like, could Kaitaia Fire?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty mean one.
That's hectic.
There's some good Mexican ones, but I don't know, the Asian ones are like...
I'll take you for one of those kids at school that would just down a whole chili or something.
Not quite, but I did have a friend, Dana, who, when she was a kid, her mum would, like, feed her chilies by, like, age 4 or something, just to, like, get her used to that flavour, because that's a big part of, like, their cuisine.
Okay, cool.
Which is really, really awesome. Do you ever think about a bizarro kind of anti-hot sauce club called, like, the Mild Sauce Club? Have you ever thought of making that?
Yeah. Well, now that you bring it up, that's a great idea.
Yeah, man. And then, like, the first single could be, like... Instead of waiting for change, it could be like rushing to equilibrium.
Rushing to equilibrium. Wow. Yeah, I might have to account that into our marketing practices for the album, eh?
Oh, please do. Please do. Speaking of marketing, I really love the single art on here. It's like of someone who's on a kind of deserty mound / sand dune. Where'd you take this picture and why do you think it's a good reflection of the single?
One of my flatmates took the picture over in Australia. And it was on a film camera, and he showed us where we're looking for single art still, and he showed us. I was like, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this person sort of pictured very the super far off in the distance.
Yeah, you know, yeah, very like, much. Yeah, it's a huge, it's a long shot.
Yeah, it's like they've still got this huge area in front of them to conquer. They're still waiting for that change, really. It's kind of, it sums up the title.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just fits so perfectly. So, mm-hmm. and that also encapsulates a lot of the themes of the whole album coming up, I think, is that like a lot of it's sort of based around that same idea.
Mm-hmm.
It just really worked well.
Meme, can you tell us a little bit about the album? Like, is there a title that you can give out? A release date?
I can't yet.
Damn.
It's coming soon.
Damn.
But we are... if you come along this Thursday to the Crown, you might hear all about it.
Yeah, you probably will.
Yeah, we're teasing the album. We might give away some track names. We might give away the album name.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be playing the album in its entirety, track by track. So that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Probably
really
the best way to find out about it.
It's an insane day for goodness gracious. Gigs this week, I don't know if you've seen, but Thursday there's 3, on Friday there's like 6, and on Saturday there's like 5 gigs. That's you're playing, Thursday, Friday, Sunday?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. Yeah.
Holy shit.
I know, it's really hectic.
Oh my goodness, is this the most gigs you've ever done in a week?
It's up there, I'd say, yeah. Mm-hmm. When we're touring, it gets pretty hectic, because we just try to shove as many gigs into as short of amount of time as we can, I guess. But, you know, budgets and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it'll be fun. This week's going to be heavy. I'm only back in Ōtiporti for a handful of weeks, so we just wanted to shove as much as we could into that time period, because we probably won't gig for a while after this, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strike while the iron's hot.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, are you based in Tamaki now?
I'm based in Tauranga.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
My family is...
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very, very sunny, sun-soaked area.
It's awesome. Yeah. Surf, friendly people.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting busy. It's cool. It's cool in the summer.
Hell
yeah.
Have
you been up there yourself, mate?
No, I haven't explored a whole lot of the North Island.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been to Tauranga, because it's not on State Highway 1, right?
No.
No, it's like on the east coast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're following like the tourist route, it's like you go from Tamaki... to Rotorua, to Taupō, and then you just kind of bypass Tauranga. It's a gem. Maunganui is a gem.
And there's, I know, I have a lot of friends from there who say it's a pretty mean little place.
Mm.
Yeah, need to give it a geeze when I'm...
Chuck it on the bucket list.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, man, for sure. I really want to spend more time in the North Island.
But...
go to some of those national parks.
In saying that, there's nothing like an Ōtiporti summer, eh?
Oh,
like, you cannot beat it down here.
To Dallas, mate.
It's crazy.
It's awesome, yeah, it's a great time. It's a gangster time. Have you ever had an Invercargill summer?
No.
They're actually not that bad, but they're just very painful because like the ozone layer over Invercargill is quite exposed.
Okay.
And I grew up in Invercargill, so I've been through many a Invercargill summer.
Is there a reason for it being so exposed or?
Probably the hole in the ozone layer, I think.
Right.
Or just, I don't know, I think maybe it's just the ozone layer around there is kind of weak for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like really painful, blistering UV rays. Okay. So you got to slip, slap, slap.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe I'll chuck that on the bucket list. We'll see.
Do dog. There's a lot of cool stuff in Invercargill to do, but which we can talk about later. But yeah, there's you're playing this Sunday for a men's mental health awareness gig. Yes. How did this come about?
So this one's called Fuel Your Stoke. It's run by Heavy Breathers and Misfit. They've been doing a series of gigs around the country.
Mm-hmm.
Quite successfully as well. I think they've had some good turnouts. It's
cool.
It's sort of a collaboration of music and just speakers, motivational speakers. I think they've fused the two elements really well together. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen a whole lot like that done down here, at least for the student scene.
Mm.
It's usually one or the other. So it's a pretty cool concept.
Mm-hmm.
We were stoked to be a part of it. So
yeah, you were very stoked.
We were
your stoke was fueled. Yeah,
it was. And P-O. Yeah, there's some cool artists on the lineup, so
yeah, very cool artists. There's
all
a bunch
in the name of mental health.
Mm-hmm. And I remember 2 years ago, this is a bit of a random throwback now that I think about it, but 2 years ago there was an event hosted by the neighborhood,
yes,
at Joe's Garage. It was a mental health awareness thing. Mm. I remember covering it for R1 News, and I got invited to go to it. And you played there.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
That was
throwback.
I think that was why we were so open to this gig as well, is because we had that experience, and it was pretty moving.
Mm-hmm.
It made us all really evaluate, our lives and our mental health as well, because we were at a pretty vulnerable time of our lives, you know, just finished up second year, we're into third year.
Mm-hmm.
The lifestyle around that age is pretty hectic.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
some of the choices you make just in general, and what your mates are going through around here really made us evaluate things. So it was a pretty moving night. So
mm-hmm.
I think this Sunday will be really cool.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it will be.
Yeah.
And it ties in well with I don't know, this week is Mental Health Awareness Week from OUSA. There's lots going on, which I'll plug later in the show. But yeah, it's awesome that everything's coinciding.
Yeah.
It's very, very cool.
Awesome. Yeah.
All right, I think that's all the time we have for this corridor. Anything else you'd like to say, Mr. Max?
Stream our music.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Waiting on Change is out. Really proud of this song. It was recorded with Tom Bell out at Chicks Hotel. We put a lot of effort into it. It's quite a different direction. We've used some really big like backing vocal sounds. The choruses are really big and ambient.
Mm.
Kind of different to what we've done before. So yeah, and I think it's more of a direction that we're heading in anyway. So
mm-hmm.
I hope you enjoy it.
Yes, sing it up. Here it is. Here's Hot Sauce Club with Waiting on Change. You're listening to The One. Coming up very shortly, we have Clowning Around. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.